We're on page Chaf Dalet. For those who have the Alex, I don't know what page in yours, but
Samach Tess.
Okay, I think you're the only one who's got that edition. I have a copy of it sitting on my desk at home, so we'll join you from a distance. Okay, Gemara in Bava Basar Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rava Bar Bar Chana. Zimna Chada Hava Ka'azlinan B'Madbara. One time I was walking in the Midbar. I was walking in the wilderness. And the Gemara has a whole series of interactions that he had with an Arab who was showing him around the wilderness, pointing out some interesting locations of the Midbar. So one of those interactions, Islave Bahadon Hahu Taya. Taya is an Arab. Islave. Right? We were traveling together along with this Arab. Amar Li, so he said to me, you want to see something really interesting? Okay. Ta achve lach hecha dinoshke arav rakia ahadade. Ta achve lach, come and I will show you, achve, I'll show you, hecha, I'll show you where noshke arav rakia, where ara, where the earth, and rakia are noshke, where heaven and earth kiss, ahadade, where they kiss each other. I'll show you the place where Shemayim and Aretz meet. Okay. So he showed me the spot, v'chazi da'ovid kave kave. And I saw that it was, that spot was made up of kave kave, of these apertures, these holes, these windows. Right? Windows, you'll see, is a relevant word. I saw it was made up of many windows. So, shakalta lisiltai, I took my basket, my bread basket, right? Maybe the modern version, I took my wallet. For those who still have wallets, yeah? Not your Coinbase wallet. Your like actual wallet in your back pocket. For those who still do that. Okay, so I took my basket and asnachta bekavsa derakia, and I placed it in one of the windows of the sky. Right? That's what our story is about. Our story is about the basket that was placed in the window in the sky. At that point where heaven and earth kiss. And then I guess Rav Bar Bar Chana went to Davin Mincha or something like that. Adamatzlena, while I was davening, or by the time I had finished davening, be'esei, I went to find it, v'lo ashkachte, and I couldn't find it. Someone stole my wallet. Someone stole my basket. Amina le, ika ganave hacha. So I said to the Arab, is it possible there are thieves in this area? What happened to my basket? Who stole my lunch? Amar li, the Arab said to me, relax. Hi, Gilgala Durakia Hu Dahadar. Oh, it's simply the rotation of the heavens. You put it down in a particular window, you don't realize that you put it in some type of, you know, spinning device. The heavens are rotating. So this is just the Galgal of the Rakia, this is just the rotation of the heavens, right? The Hadar that it goes around. So I'll give you some advice. Don't worry, no one stole your wallet, no one stole your basket. Nitar ad lamachar hacha, nitar, literally guard or wait here till tomorrow. U'mishkachas lo, and you'll find it. It's on the merry-go-round. It'll come back around tomorrow. Don't worry, it'll come back. Okay, ad kan the story. So again, Rav Bar Bar Chana traveling in the Midbar. He's traveling with this Arab. The Arab says, "I want to see something interesting. I'll show you where heaven and earth kiss." I went to that spot, says Rav Bar Bar Chana. I saw it was made up of these many windows. I put my bread basket in one of the windows. I went to Davin. By the time I came back, my basket was missing. I thought someone maybe stole my basket. No, don't worry. This is just the rotation of the Rakia. And by tomorrow, it'll be back in its spot. Just show up this time tomorrow, or stick around till tomorrow, and everything will be restored to its proper location. Okay? You're smiling because you figured it all out? Gam ani. I have no clue what's going on with this story. Okay, so let's see. Ashreinu mato chalkeinu, that we have, you know, for a story about windows, we have a window, and it's only a tiny window, but a tiny window into the mind of the Vilna Gaon. So let's see. Let's see what the Vilna Gaon says. Okay, the bottom of the page, Bir Hagra. Amar lehahu taya to va'achve hecha denashke arav rakia adade. The Arab said to me, come, I'll show you the place where heaven and earth kiss each other. Yadua, it is known. Ki ayetzer hara nikra socher. The Yitzhar has so many names, he plays so many roles, he plays so many characters. Right? But one of the terms that could be used to describe the Yitzhar, one of the characters that he plays is that he's a socher. What's a socher? He's a merchant. Right? The Arabs are often associated as being merchants, whether it's the peddlers who bought Yosef and took him down to Mitzrayim as they were peddling their, you know, their wares. Right? Kananim, Arabs are sometimes, right, is a code word or is a word that's associated with socher. In fact, the Gra quotes the Zohar in Parshas Lech Lecha in this next line, which is on the pasuk v'ha'kanani oz ba'aretz, a kanani, right? The Canaanites, but also means the kanani means the merchants. So it's a reference to the Yetzirah. The Zohar says the aschar gufim ledinen bishin kamosha amru b'zohar. The Yetzirah, who sometimes is called the ultimate merchant, the ultimate peddler, the ultimate seller, and we'll talk about what he's selling in a second, even though you all know, the aschar gufim. Aschar means he goes around. The merchant travels around, right? He sets up his shop over here, and he travels over there, and he wanders around and says, who wants to buy what I'm selling? So he's aschar gufim. He surrounds, really, literally, he surrounds bodies, ledin and bishin, with all sorts of evil, you know, all sorts of evil judgments. In other words, he lures you in. That's what the Yetzirah does. He tries to sell you things that you don't really need in your life. Okay, so I'm going to do something now that's maybe borderline inappropriate, since we're learning the Vilna Gaon. I'm going to quote from a Sefer Chassidus. Okay, I'm going to quote, but it captures it so precisely, even though I feel like this is kind of weird, and maybe the Vilna Gaon would slap me for quoting Rabbi Nachman while we're learning his writings. But I hope in the Olam HaEmes somehow the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, they worked it all out, you know? I imagine the Gra and the Baal HaTanya are for bringing somewhere in Olam HaEmes. I don't know, maybe I'm chutzpahdik, but there's a very famous piece at the beginning of Sichos Haran. So anyone who's learned Sichos Haran knows it, and those who haven't, you need to know
they
it.
Need
so
each other.
They need each other. That's right. They help each other out. So let's just learn the words of Rabbi Nachman, because it captures this image so precisely of this seller, right? This Yetzirah who's selling. Rabbi Nachman writes, Hayetzahara Doma is the Sichos Haran Osvav. Okay? It's a very important piece. Hayetzahara Doma, the Yetzirah is comparable to Misha Holich Verrotz Bein Bnei Adam. Like a person who runs around amongst people, right? He's a socher. He's running around. He's peddling. He's running around. V'yado segura. And his hand is closed. V'ein Adam Yodeya Ma Besocha. And the Yetzirah says, I got something good for you. It's in my hand. V'hu Merama Bnei Adam. And like the Pied Piper, everyone's deceived. Everyone wants to follow after him. I've got just what you need. And everyone is falling for this trick. The Yitzhar says to everyone, what do you think I got in my hand? And everyone picks the thing that's their desire. And each person imagines whatever it is in his hand, it's the thing that I need more than anything else. Everyone's chasing after him. He's running around all over the place, slapping you all around the world, chasing your desires. That everyone imagines the Yetzirah has exactly the thing that he wants, exactly the thing that he needs. Va'achar kach. It's such a powerful image. I always said someone should, I don't know, Yishai Ribo should make like a music video out of this. It'd be such a good music video, you know? It would capture, it's such a powerful image that everyone's chasing the Yetzirah, everyone's chasing it, everyone thinks as soon as he gathers everyone in the town square. I like such a clear image in my mind of what this would look like. And then all of a sudden, that Yetzirah, that evil character, he opens up his hands. He's poseach es yado ve'ein baklum. Not only is it not the thing, it's not as good as you thought. It's empty. It's mamish empty. There's nothing there. Rabbi Nachman says, kamo kein mamish ha-yetzahara. Shehu merame kol ha-olam va-kol ratzam achar. Yetzirah sends us on this rat race. We're chasing, hoping that it's going to be, somehow it's going to fulfill our taiva. And basof, he's poseach es yado ve'ein baklum. Because there's no person in history who ever had his desires met by the Yetzirah. It never satisfies. And if it never satisfies, that means it's empty. It's an empty hand. But that's the socher. He's peddling. He's selling. Yetzirah is always finding new ways to advertise whatever it is that he's selling. Aknani oz ba'aretz. The Yetzirah is aschar gufim ledin and bishin. He runs us around until we're involved in all sorts of evil behaviors, as the Zohar explains. V'yadua, says the Gra, the fifth line, he has a sasso he mitzad hayira, shemare laodem shetova darko shal yitzhar. Yitzhar is a good businessman, right? He's a good salesman. Yeah, I don't know. He majored in marketing in Sci Sims or something. You know, he knows how to sell. He presents to people, this is good. This is what you need. Right? Shetova darko. This is the way for you. And of course, the Yetzirah primarily, as we learned last time, who does he want to target the most? The one who's living the most meaningful life, namely the person who's most connected to Divrei Torah. And how does he do that? Mipas shemara la'odam eine haroz hatov mechemda sa'olam umalawa. The taiva of the Talmud Chacham to be drawn into the pleasures of this world, the son of the Yetzirah works hard to sell. He really tries to sell it hard. The thing, the chemda sa'olam, the desires of the world. Now, you're a Talmud Chacham, you're a Ben Torah. What's your initial response? I'm not falling for that. V'ha'odam b'istaklus rishona lo yovel lishma v'lo. And a person, on first glance, on first appearance, lo yove. Yove means what? The desire. Right? Lo yove. Moshe Rabbeinu says that Bnei Yisrael lo yove to listen to Hashem. Or lo yove slavach lo. Hashem didn't desire to forgive you. Yove means ratzon. So at first glance, lo yove lishmolo. You have no desire to listen to him. And you know how to respond to the Yetzirah. You're a smart guy. You know which Maamar Chazal to quote. You say to him, b'zechro, you remember, ki yofesha achas shel koras ruach bolam haba mikol chay olam haza. You quote Pirkei Avos and you say, I'm not falling for that. After all, it says in the fourth parak of Avos, better a whiff, koras ruach. Koras ruach means a whiff, a smell, a tiny taste of olam haba is better than all of the pleasures of this world. So you can't trick me to leave the Beis Medrash. But the Yetzirah is also a smart guy, no? He also knows how to play the part well. Akuha Yetzir Omerlo. The Yetzirah says back to him, no, I'm not telling you not to be from. Let me explain. Says the Yetzirah. Yetzirah says to you, Ki godol hanehene miyagia kapo yoser miyare shemayim. Yetzirah also has ma'amari chazal. Yetzirah says, you learn brachos, no? Yeah, I learn brachos. You remember Daf Ches? Not so well. So Yetzirah says, let's review it together. What does it say in brachos Daf Ches? Greater is the person whose nana miyagia kapo. Greater is the person who reaps the benefits of his efforts, of his labor, even more than a Yirat Shemayim. Even more than a person who just lives by Yirat Shemayim alone. The ilu Yirat Shemayim v'chulu, because by Yirat Shemayim, it says what? It says, it's pretty good. But by Gavei Nehenem Miyagio, it says, Ashrecha Vitovlach, which the Gemara darshins, Ashrecha Ba'olam Haza, Vitovlach Li'olam Hava. In other words, the Yetzirah says to you, why can't you have both? Why can't you have both? Be a Talmud Chacham and also drive a nice car. Be a Talmud Chacham and also go on lavish vacations. Not a stira. There are some tzaddikim who are zochet in the language of the Gemara, Shtei Shulchanos. They get the Fabrang at both tables, you know? They have it good in this world, they have it good in the next world. So why can't you be that type of Talmud Chacham? Be a Talmud Chacham is also a shtickle businessman. No? No? Ashrecha v'tov lach, this world and that world. Why not? Alkein, tasuk biyagia kapecha. So Yitzhar says, you know, have a little side hustle. I don't know, sell something on Amazon on the side. Whatever, figure it out. You make nothing wrong with that. The Gemara says, great is the person who benefits from his efforts. It's a chashuv thing. No? Taking achrayus, financial responsibility. It's a good idea. V'oz tiske l'shnei olamos, or perhaps shtei shulchanos. And then you'll be zochet to two worlds, or really two tables. You'll sit at the dais in both worlds. You know? By the big Moetzes Gedolei Torah, you'll be one of the Rosh Hashivas, one of the big Rebbes. Right? And also, I don't know, when the world leaders talk about, the economy, they'll invite you to give a speech about, you know, the state of inflation, the cryptocurrency. I don't know. Why not? Why can't you have both? Vizel Omro, so that's what the Arabs said to Rabbi Bar Chana. Come, I want to show you something. It's very interesting. I want to show you the place where heaven and earth kiss. I want to show you how it's shayach to be in Olam Haza and in Olam Haba at the same time. Why not? Go for it. Ta kum min esek ator. Ta, the Arab, right? The socher, the salesman comes to you. Yetzirah sells you. And he says, come, stand up, leave the Beis Medrash for a little bit. I'm not saying leave the Beis Medrash forever. Just go get a master's in some business degree, you know? Get some like real estate degree on the side, just in case. In case you're struggling in you know, to make a living as a rabbi. Yeah? You can't be a kolnik forever, so go to law school. And then we'll reassess. Right? then maybe you'll come back to Torah. Maybe you'll start a law firm. I don't know. You'll figure it out. Kum min eisek haTorah. Get up from Torah. Va'ach ve'lecha. And let me show you. I want to show you makom shetizka l'shneim. I want to show you the place where you can get both. V'zeheicha denoshke arav rakia adade. I want to show you the place where Shemayim and Aretz, where they kiss, right? Where they can be in a state of yichud. Shetizka l'shnei shulchanos. I want you to have both tables. I want you to have both worlds. That's a compelling argument. Yitzhar is a good salesman. So Rabbi Rachana says, I fell for it. I went to check it out. Ozli, halachti uparashti min haTorah, v'shamati la'tzaso. I went to see. I went to be ma'ayin. Rabbi Rachana, in relaying this story to us in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dalid, is trying to warn us about the dangers of this deception. V'chazi, and I saw, v'ra'isi ki lo l'chol adam ma'wel yegia kapa v'olam hazeh. Rabbi Rachana says, let me ask you a question. You were struggling financially because you were putting a lot of your kochos into Torah and Avodas Hashem. You were more focused on your neshama than you were on your guf. Right? And at a point, you started to realize it's getting the challenges of paying my bills were becoming more significant. Okay. And you started to figure out, okay, what else could I do on the side? Sounds like a very reasonable thing. Maybe it is. And for many of us, maybe it is. Right? But then Rabbi Rachana said, but you know what, I started to think about it. I started to look into it. Chazi, I started to contemplate it. And I realized, does everyone who goes into business have hatzlacha? Does everyone who goes to law school or gets some business, you know, degree, is everyone successful? Is there a guarantee? So you're thinking, it's hard to make, you know, a living where I'm focused too much on ruchnius. I need to start focusing more on gashmius. And let's say you have a really good business idea. But who says it's going to take off? Maybe you'll take all your savings and put it into this great idea. And maybe your business partner will run off with the money. Maybe you'll get sued because your product malfunctions and someone gets injured, God forbid. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it'll be a bad investment and you'll lose all your money. Right? So you think, I have to leave Torah because then I'll be better, I'll be more secure. But then he realized, hold on a second. Is it really true? Again, look at the words. Very easy. Ki lo lechol adam mo'el yegia kapa b'olam hazeh. Not everyone who tries to work it out and tries to kolchi v'oitzim yadi them theirself to success. Not everyone who does more, who puts in more hashtadlus, makes more money. It doesn't always work like that. Kamo shenemar, as the pasuk says in Koheles, lo lechachamim lechem. It's not always the smartest guys who make the most money. V'gam lo linavonim osher. It's not the person who are the deep thinkers who necessarily. Sometimes the guy who's, you know, the guy who dropped out of school is the guy who somehow is making millions. It's not always. It's a certain type of creativity, maybe. Or it's a certain type of timing in Siyata Deshmaya. A certain type of HaKadosh Baruch who wants you to be Matzliach, to talk in a firm way. V'zeha davar nigla l'chush l'ein kol. And Rabbi Rachana says, and we've all seen this, we all know this to be true. Sometimes a really capable guy. I was telling Kobe before, I was talking to someone who graduated YU a couple of years ago. He's been looking for a job for a number of years. He's a really capable guy. He's a good guy. He's a capable guy. He's a smart guy. For whatever reason, he's really had a nisayon for these last couple of years trying to find a job. And he could do a lot of things. All right, so I don't get it. I don't understand. I guess it's not just about being smart. Right? There's a certain siyata d'shmaya that a person has to have. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not yet helped him to find that job. Halavai soon. Ki lo biyad ha'odem lis'asher v'lo lisvoa miyagia kapo. Not every person can become rich, and not everyone is able to sustain himself, no matter how many hours he works. I had two conversations with people recently. Also, people who graduated from YU. One a bunch of years ago, and one, you know, more recently. And they both had two job offers on the table, and they were debating which one to take. I just had this conversation the other day with someone. One of the jobs he felt was better for his ruchnius, even though it was less of an opportunity in gashmius. And after talking it out, it became so clear to him that I should take the one that's better for my ruchnius. And by the way, if I do that and I say, Hashem, I took this job because I know it's better for my ruchnius, there's a good chance Hashem will help him that it'll be better for his gashmius also. They were both very nice offers. Right? But there was still a degree of Mesiras Nefesh to take the job which is not that's obviously good for his gashmis. But that's a realization that not everyone who works longer hours, right, or takes, so to speak, the more chashir job, necessarily does better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides a person's success. Do you believe in Rosh Hashanah or not? When you daven in Rosh Hashanah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines how much money you're going to make this year, do you believe in that or not? Elisha Hashem nosein lechem lechol basar. Turn to the top of the next page. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nosein lechem lechol basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides sustenance for all living beings. K'mo shenamar v'dal se shamayim pasach. Who opens the gates of heaven? The pasuk says in Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Now, let's go back to our Agadah. So Rav Barachana, he came to the spot where he was told by the merchant, by the Yitzhara, right, that heaven and earth can kiss, that you can have the best of both worlds. Yeah, you can have the best of both worlds. And what did he see there? What did he see? A lot of windows. Right, remember? Gemara said, Chazi da'ovid kave kave. I saw a lot of openings, a lot of windows. Shechalonos yesh berakia. What are these windows? What are these openings? There are windows to the heavens, so to speak. Shemisham HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel tefilos Yisrael. These are the windows, right? That's the point of contact between Shemayim and Aretz, where what? Not where I make my financial efforts and expect to reap the rewards, but that's where I talk to Hashem and I acknowledge that whatever is going to flow down into my life, the shefa that I hope to receive from the world above, it all comes by way of tefillah. Look at footnote 279 for a second. He quotes from the Shaar Kavanos of the Arizal. Ba'inin hazeh amr li mori ha'arizal, sheyesh barakia yud beiz chalonos keneged yud beiz shvatim. Chavi, you've heard this idea before? All right, there are 12 windows in the Shemayim corresponding to the 12 shvatim. The whole shevet v'shevet ola tefilaso derech shar echad miyuchad lo. And each shevet has its particular window by which the tefilos are able to ascend. Right? Some tzaddikim talk about maybe a shar ha-kolel, some type of window that, right, is all-encompassing. Maybe that's what the Nusach HaRi is. It's a language of davening that encompasses all of the different shvatim and all the different... Right? But there's these 12 windows, these 12 gates by which a Jew interacts with the Shemayim. Okay, back up top. Says the Grah, Umisha mashpia lahem mizonos b'chol yom. And through those windows, that's where you get your daily handout, so to speak. It's where Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the man. It's where Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you your parnasa. Kamo shenemar yiftach Hashem lecha es otzro hatov es hashamayim. As the pasuk says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should open for you the otzar, the storage house in Shemayim filled with goodness. L'seis mitar artzecha bi'ito, to give rain in its time. U'levarech es kol ma'aseh yadecha. But Hashem chooses when to open the gates and when to close the gates. Hashem chooses when the window is open and there's tremendous hashpa and shefa. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're not, right? And I can knock on that gate all day, right? With my efforts, or even with my tefillos, and there's no guarantee. V'chein anachnu mispalim, and similarly we daven, we say in Avinu Malkeinu, psach shari shamayim l'tefilaseinu. Right? What opens the gates? What gets you the job? You think it's a connection. I know a guy who knows a guy, and he said I can get an interview, and then we can maybe something, a summer internship. Da, 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 da. That's not what opens the gates. What opens the gates is talking to Hashem. Psach shari shemayim l'tfilasenu. Shari shemayim psach va'oitzvicha hatov lanu tiftach. Right, these are the lashonos, amazing lashonos that we say in the davening, in the ilah. Right, as the gates are closing on Yom Kippur, we say Hashem, keep open the gates. What we're saying is not just keep it open for a few more minutes of davening on Yom Kippur, but Hashem, please leave those passages open so that I can have bracha throughout the year. So says Rav Barachana, when I got to that place where supposedly you can have the best of both worlds, what did I see? V'zeu omru v'chazi da'ovid kave kave. I saw that it was made up of what? Of windows, and more windows. That it's really tefillah and more tefillah. That's the secret to success. So what did Rav Barachana do? He took his basket, right, his bread basket, we said. He took his wallet, and he placed it where? He placed it in the window. Right, I put down my basket, and I picked up my sitter, he said. Shekalti l'siltoi, v'anachas b'kavasa d'rakia. I took my basket, I took my wallet, I took my hopes, my financial hopes and dreams, right, the house I want to buy, and the car I want to drive, and the clothing I want to wear, and the food I want to eat. I took my basket of all my gashmias, so to speak, and I placed it in one of the windows. Perish, She's palalti al Hashem sheyitin li mizonosi. I daven to Hashem that what? That I should have what I need. I realize that it's more about the davening than anything else. And then what did he notice when he finished davening? What happened to my mizonos? Who stole my lunch? Where'd my wallet go? Right? Well, hold on a second. I took the job that had the mincha minyan in my office so that I wouldn't ever miss mincha with a minyan. And now all of a sudden, whoa, we're like, why? I thought I was going to have financial success over here. What's going on? Who stole my bread basket? Admatzlina ba'isa v'lo ashkachay. Right? I put down my basket to daven, and then I searched for it, v'lo ashkachay, and it was missing. Says the Gra, the bottom paragraph of the right-hand column. Kamosha amru dishalu eshev Yoshua. Ma yasa odom v'yas asher. An interesting Gemara in Maseches Nida daf ayin. What should a person do to get rich? The Gemara has a couple of conversations over there, different discussions. Amar lahem, yarba bischora. You got to do business, so increase your business dealings. But more importantly, you should be yisav yitin be'amuna. Make sure that you do your masav amatan. Make sure your business dealings are done with faith, with honesty, with sincerity. Amru lo. So they said back to Rabbi Yeshua, well, what do you mean? Harbe asu kein v'lo ho'ilu. I know a lot of people who work hard, and they do so with honesty and integrity, and they're still not able to pay their bills. Sometimes it seems like the guy who's, you know, cutting corners and playing games is the one who's doing well financially. So they said, what do you mean? I know people who work hard and do so with emunah, and it's not working. Lo ho'ilu, it doesn't help. So he says, oh, I forgot to mention one other thing. El yavakesh mimisha osher shalom. Make sure you also talk to the one who all the wealth belongs to. Make sure you daven over it also. You got to do your part, and you got to do so with integrity and honesty and effort, but you also have to daven. So the Gemara says, oh, my kamashwan, what's the chiddush? Well, what's the point? What are you saying? It says the Gemara, daha belo halo sagi. You need the combination of the two. You need the combination of the two. You have to daven, and you have to have the honesty and the integrity. Lakach asa gam kein. So that's exactly what Rabbi Rachana did. When he got to that spot, he realized, you know what? A little bit, this is the deception of the Yetzirah, and I'm going to push back. How did he push back? By saying, you know what? It's not just about my efforts. It's not about chasing things that are not really for me. It's about making an honest effort and davening. So he put down his basket, and he picked up his sitter, and he davened mincha. And he thought that was the right thing. That's the real secret to success in this world. Lakach osa gam kin shespalo kodem. Lemisha Osher Shalom. He put down his basket. He said, "Before I start to do business with whatever money I have in this basket, before I start to talk about, you know, my gashmias needs," he put down his basket and he davened. V'achar kach bikish al parnasaso. And then afterwards, top of the left column, then he started to request his parnasa. V'afal pichein lo matza. But like the Gadata tells us, Rabbi Barchana said, but afterwards I looked for my basket and it was gone. Which means what? This takes tremendous spiritual maturity to understand the punchline of this little agarata. It's a tiny little agarata. But the punchline is the following. Right? So what did he say? What was his initial response? So something went wrong. Right? Amina ganve ika hocha. So I said to the Arab, are there known thieves in this area? How can this be? I followed a Torah-dik recipe. I made a reasonable hishtadlus, but before I even did that, I davened. And when I made my hishtadlus, I did so be'amuna, with yashrus. What went wrong? So he says, Perush, Sheklipas nogahi hagoneves hashefa min hakodesh. He's saying a deep thing. If you've learned the beginning of the Sefer Tanya, you know a little bit about klipas noga. But essentially he's saying something went wrong. Somehow this shefa, which could have gone either way, right? Because he feels like it was within reach, but then somehow it disappeared. Right? It's not that he never had it. He said, I had it. I felt like it was in my hands. I had the basket. I was in position to cash out. And then all of a sudden, somehow it was captured. Sheklipas noga. Klipas noga represents those areas of life that if used properly are holy, and if used improperly are unholy. There's things which are totally off limits, right? Like Baal Tanya talks about things that are usr. Also, there's a lashon of what if tied up. You can make a bracha on a piece of bacon and eat it with the most halig of kavanas, and you're a rasha. You can't unlock bacon. It's tied up. It's off limits. Let's say you're eating a kosher piece of meat. So it depends on your kavana. If you make a bracha, right? If you make a bracha rishona, you make a bracha achrona. Kobe, I don't want you to be nervous. I made a bracha achrona after you left. In case you're a chayshish. I just thought I don't want you to suspect. Right? You make a bracha rishona, you make a bracha achrona. You eat that you should have strength to be able to serve Hashem. You appreciate the gift. Like Rabbi Victor Miller used to speak about what a wonderful gift it is, that food has so many different tastes and Hashem wants us to enjoy. You make it into a mitzvah. If I eat it in a gluttonous fashion, without a bracha, and it's pure taiva, so then it goes to the sitra achra. It's noga. It's in between. It's not a mitzvah in a classic sense. It's not a nevera in a classic sense. It's what appears to be neutral territory, and it's a question of how I approach it. Right? So Rabbi Rachanis, I'm trying to approach. I'm a human being. Adam Rishon messed up a long time ago. I need to make a living. I need to pay my bills. That's the right thing to do. But I'm trying to do it the halakha way. I'm trying to do it a holy way. I'm being honest, integrity, honesty, davening. Before I do anything, I put down my basket to daven. And now I feel like something went wrong. As that shefa was coming down, somehow the sitra acha, that which was intended for me, I think I did it right. I thought I pulled it into the side of Kedusha. But apparently the shefa was kidnapped. V'hu b'avonoseyim shel b'nei adam she'enam noisim v'noisim be'amuna. Maybe you know what happened? Maybe people who don't act with honesty and integrity, maybe they stole my parnasa. Sometimes you think that way. It seems like the guy who's not honest does better than the guy who's honest. Right? But I want to be a ma'amin. I want to believe that if I do the right thing, I'm going to win. I want to believe that if I do ratzon Hashem, I'm going to win. But sometimes, in a real-world sense, it doesn't seem that way. It seems like the guy who compromises in his business practices is the one who's more successful. And I'm trying really hard to do the right thing. So maybe, right, bavonoseim shel b'nei adam, those individuals, the sins of those people who are not nosei v'nosein be'emuna, uma'anin es chavrayim, those people who lead others astray, those who take advantage of their friends, maybe someone stole my pranasa. Kein hi osa umana es hakedusha v'goneves nefashos rachmana litzlan. So maybe he's literally stealing my life, he's stealing my pranasa, he's stealing food off my table. It should have been mine. But lechein nemar, and after all, isn't that what the pasuk says? Pasuk says in Mishlei, kein archos kol botzea batza. This is the orach. This is the way of those who steal, right? Those who take advantage. As nefesh be'alav yikach. I want to believe, like it says in Mishlei, as nefesh be'alav yikach. It means that they take the soul of its owner. In other words, that the guy who steals and the guy who's dishonest ends up taking his own life. He ends up stealing from himself. You're not going to outsmart Hashem. I want to believe in this pasuk. I want to believe that the guy who does right is the one who wins, and the guy who thinks he's going to get ahead by stealing is only stealing from himself. He's losing his own shefa. But at the same time, I can't understand what happened to my basket. That's Rav Bar Bachana wants to know. Lakach savar shehi ganva shifo mizonos. Someone stole my mizonos. Someone stole my job. And you know who stole it? It was the guy who was dishonest on the interview. I showed up and I was honest. And I told them on that first interview, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and it means I'm going to have to leave a little early on Friday, but I'm prepared to work hard on the weekends, and I'll stay late on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to make up the time, and you'll see I'm an honest worker, and you'll see the fact that I have Torah values. Yes, it's a little bit difficult. Yes, I'm in the winter especially, I'm going to have to leave work early, but I'm telling you, if you hire me, you're hiring a person of integrity. And you thought that was the right approach. And the other guy comes in after you, and he's playing games, you know. He's like ace of tricking Yitzchak, asking all sorts of questions that are dishonest. And this guy's a real macher, and he hires him. And you're like, what? I tried to be honest. I tried to have integrity. I tried to present myself in an authentic way. And this guy stole my mizonos. He stole my basket. He stole my job. Shelakacham Rabbi Yoshua shegam ken yisav yitin be'amuna ve'era lisa v'litin be'amuna ve'efshar shiyoli. Right, so I thought that's part of the job. I have to do my part with honesty and integrity, and that's supposed to help me. V'amar lo shalo toil, and then I find out that it didn't work. What happened? So here's the final 2 points. You have to understand that the way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world is not always the way that Amazon delivers their packages. Right? You can click, 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 and like 30 seconds later, already it's at your doorstep, and you know, and you're like still, you look up at the sky to see where did the drone disappear to so quickly. How did this get here? I just ordered it last night. By the morning, it's already on my doorstep. How did that happen? So we live in a world where we like fast results. That's not how Hashem runs the world. Hashem is very patient. Sometimes, for us, very painfully patient. I saw in the Siddur HaGra, in one of the footnotes, it says that, in case you're wondering why Mashiach's not here, it's a great Vart. In case you're wondering why Mashiach's not here, and you become despondent and depressed, saying that if Mashiach's not here yet, it's almost 2,000 years of Galus. So then, you start to wonder if Mashiach's ever going to come. Remind yourself that Hashem likes to take His time. When did Hashem take His time? Matan Torah. From the time Hashem created the world, Hashem waited 2,448 years until Kabbalah Satorah. Why the delay? Like, why didn't Hashem give the Torah earlier? Yes, Adam knew Torah. Yes, Noach knew Torah. Yes, Avram knew Torah. Yes, in this week's parsha we learn about Yeshiva's Shem Ve'Evar. Rivka went to ask, what's with my pregnancy? Yes, Yaakov is Ishtam, Yoshev, Olam. But honestly, I don't know what any of those people were actually learning. What were they learning? What did it mean to learn in Yeshiva's Shem Ve'Evar? What was the curriculum? Are they learning Bava Basra? I don't know. What were they learning? Interesting question. It's an interesting question. But Hashem, for whatever reason, decided to wait 2,448 years to give the Torah. It took a long time for us to get out of Mitzrayim. It's taking us a long time to get to this final Geula. But Hashem takes His time. Hashem's not in a rush. Hashem is Yishuv Hadas. It's a good midah to have. We live in a world where everyone's, you know, Baal Shem Tov said a word. Baal Shem Tov said, we say in Shema, Vavadetem Mehera. Right? That if you don't serve Hashem properly, Vavadetem Mehera, then you'll quickly be removed from the land. Baal Shem Tov said, just read those two words by themselves. Vavadetem Mehera. Remove, right? Destroy Mehera. Because Mehera is a very dangerous midah to have. Mehera, I'm always rushing, I'm always doing. No Yishuv Hadas, you know? Running from one class to the next, running from one thing to the next. No time to think. If it's rhyme, it's how Paro kept us numb. He kept us moving and moving and moving. Pasuk says in Mishlei, if you see a man who's ruts to do everything, he's running, not about Zerizos. Zerizos is a chashuv thing. To move swiftly in Avodas Hashem is a chashuv thing. But sometimes I'm running around like a chicken without a head. So it says in Mishlei, if you see a person who's running all the time, a fool has a better chance of being successful than him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not rushing. You see by certain tzaddikim, like they're always like, you know, there's no rush. Everything in the right time. Everything will happen the way it's supposed to happen. So Rabbi Rachana learned this lesson, and he said, I davened it. I wanted results. And then he was reminded, even the Yitzhahara, so to speak, it's interesting. I'm not sure why the Arab is the one who tells him this. But the Yitzhahara, so to speak, reminds him, Ki hu galgal hachozer ba'olam. Right? Wait. It'll come around again. Don't worry. Oh, you wanted instant results? What happened to my wallet? What happened to the job? I thought if I was an honest person who put his sitter over his resume, right? If I emphasize my sitter more than my resume, then I'm going to have success. You will. Oh, maybe not that second. It's a galgal achoz. It has to come around the world. La bezchusa talia milsa ela b'mazla. Like the Gemara says in Moed Katan, whether or not you're going to have children and how long you're going to live and how financially successful you're going to be, those three things do not depend on what? On any effort per se. It's not tzchus, but it's mazel. There's a certain mazel. You left kakashas, so why daven at all if it's all mazel anyways? Good question. It's a good question. But our job is to daven. Kischar mitzvah v'hai al maleka, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin. The reward for a mitzvah, look at the word, schar mitzvah b'hai alma, in this world, leka, does not exist. We don't get paid in this world. As the very famous Gemara says in Erevin, "May dechsiv hayom la'asosam." Today is the time to do it. The Gemara darshins, "Hayom la'asosam u'machar l'kibal scharam." Put the effort in now and reap the rewards later. Got to be patient. So the fact that you did your part, Rav Avrachana, and you realize that davening is really the key to your financial success, the answer is yes, it is. It may not happen exactly the way you want it to happen. Don't fall for the trick of the Yetzirah to think that what? That if I spend less time in the Beis Medrash, and I start to, right, then I'll be zochet to shtei shulchanos. If Hashem wants me to have the best of both worlds, I'll have it. Yes, I have to put in my efforts, and I have to do so with integrity. Right? But the person who works more doesn't necessarily earn more. And even the person who davens more, right? Even the person who davens more doesn't always get the result exactly the way that he wants it, when he wants it. Yeah, no tear,
Jack. Wasn't the answer of the question of question, why do we need to daven if we already have it? Because we need to open up the gate.
Right, that's part of opening the gates, right? That's exactly right. That's how we keep that window open, right? That's how we access that window, right? Right, that's how we open the window to get that shefa. Even if it's destined for us, we still need to get it. That's right. But the Arab says to him, don't worry, it's going to come back around again. If it's meant to be yours, it'll be yours. We do that all the time, you know. We feel like someone else took something that should have been mine. If it was meant to be yours, however, it would have been yours. And if it's eventually meant to be yours, then eventually it will be yours. You're not going to outsmart a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just operate with honesty, integrity, and Torah values, and don't let the Yitzhar convince you that the Beis Medrash is not. You can't just be in the Beis Medrash. Try to fully immerse yourself in both worlds. Let's find that spot where Shemayim and Aretz kiss, where I can have it all. He says in the last paragraph, "Zeh Amram Galgal Rakia Dehadar." Right? The Galgal of the Rakia. It's the rotation of the heavens. Kadosh Baruch Hu has different cheshbonos. We don't know exactly how things, you know, how things revolve, how things operate. Al Kain Lo Tishma LaAtzas Yitzchak. So don't listen to your Yitzchak Hara Levatal MeYatorah. This Schar Maasecha Notar Ad LeMacher Hacha. And just wait in this place till tomorrow. Eventually, you're going to get paid. Hashem is keeping the score. Hashem will make sure you get paid for your efforts. Nishmor ad lamachar, guard, hold your position. Don't give up. Stay in that place till tomorrow. Shetavu lakan, and you'll see that in that same place where you thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected your tefillah, Hashem answered your tefillah. In the place where you felt that your needs were not being met, Hashem will help you to meet those needs. U'mishkachasla, and then you'll find that basket, right, that you had put aside with Mesiras Nefesh to pick up the sitter. V'timsa kol scharcha muchan, and you'll find that all of your schar is muchan. Chaver, Friday is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So I'll just end with a mashal that I think captures this idea. I know I shared it with a couple of you the other day, so I apologize. But for those who didn't hear it, I'll share it again. There was a guy who was collecting tzedakah. There's a fellow who was collecting tzedakah. He's standing on a street corner. He's trying to collect tzedakah. He's got people give him a quarter, you know, a couple of pennies, shekel, a couple of agurot. And he hears that there's someone down the block who's doing a little bit better. He's a little bit more successful. People don't give him just, you know, nickels and dimes. They give him 50 cents. Wow. So he goes to find out, what's this guy's secret? He goes, over, what's your story? So he says, you know, look at me. Look at the difference between you and me. And he sees, you know, this guy who's not doing so well is dressed kind of schlumpy. And the other person looks like more of a chashuv person. You know, looks a little, like a big Talmud Chacham. Right? So he says, if you would dress a little, you know, more like a Talmud Chacham, maybe get like a long coat or something, people will be mechabed, they'll give you a little bit more. Okay. So he goes and he tries that, and it's working. He's making a little bit more money. Then he finds out there's a guy down the block, a guy a couple of blocks over who's getting dollar bills. I'm only getting loose change. This guy's getting dollar bills. He goes to ask the fellow, "No, what's your story?" So he says, I'm a convert. I'm a convert to Judaism. And it says so many places in the Torah, you have to love the convert and have respect for the convert. And people, you know, people see the courage I had to adopt a Torah lifestyle. People want to support me. All right. So he goes to the street corner and he makes himself a little sign. No, I'm a convert. I'm collecting tzedakah. And people start to give him dollars. All right. It's working. Then he hears there's another guy one block over who's getting $10 bills. $10 bills. Who gives out $10 bills? So he goes to this fellow and he's like, "What's your story? How are you getting so much money?" So he says to him, I'm a direct descendant of the Baal Shem Tov. When people see that, a direct descendant of the Baal Shem Tov, the Lagon is standing on a street corner collecting money. People want to, it's a bizayim to my yichus. So this guy's like, wow, that's an amazing idea. Right? But then he thinks to himself, he says, I have a chap. I'm gonna get $50, I'm gonna get $100 bills. So he goes home and he writes on a sign. And he goes out to the street corner and he holds up this sign. What does it say on the sign? It says, "Please help. I'm a Ger Tzedek. I'm a convert to Judaism, and I'm a direct descendant of the Baal Shem Tov." And needless to say, he didn't get anything. So I heard this smushel of Hashem, one of the tzaddikim, who said, "When a person tries to be too many things, you end up with nothing." Right? When a person tries to have shtei shulchanos, you can't take shtei shulchanos. Only an Arab, only a soicher, only a yetzahara could tell you, "Yeah. It's not a compromise. You can have it all." And again, I said this in the context of, you know, of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. If you think about what Yavon was trying to sell, Torah is nice, it's one philosophy. We also have some. We have our own philosophies. We have our own philosophies. Maybe we can share ideas. Let's break down those walls of the Beis Hamikdash. Stop locking yourself into that sacred space, that limited way of thinking. Let's share ideas. Right? But of course, sometimes when you start to open up to too many things, so you lose everything. Right? And that's the point of that mashal. That's what the Yetzer Hara was trying to tell Rabbi Rachana. I'll show you the exact spot where heaven and earth, you can have the best of both worlds. And then Rabbi Rachana realized, no, everything is totally in davening. Everything is totally in amunah. I have to make my efforts. Right? But at the end of the day, don't allow the Yetzer Hara to convince you that by compromising your Torah values, you'll have greater success in this world. It just doesn't work that way. So we should be zocha to serve Hashem with honesty, integrity, with amunah, with tefillah, and Amir Tashem will all be zocha to have everything that we need. Baruch Nisu Vagashmas.
Amen.
So everyone, a Dav Mar, do we have a minion?